This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Game week. Extreme highs and depths of despair. In many ways, Fantasy Premier League reflects what we all go through in life. Welcome back to Game Week with me, Matt Dyson. Dan Pryor is here as well. Dan, you were rejoicing over the weekend at the thought that I might beat my record low score of all time, or since we've been doing this podcast, of 19 points. And somehow I managed to claw my way out, but I still got 22, which is a horrendous scoreline. I mean, I couldn't believe what happened. Thankfully, Mitoma got an assist out of the blue and rescued it. But it could have been absolutely atrocious. It could have been even worse. But then the week before, I just had like 116. These are the highs and the lows of FPL, the highs and the lows of life, Dan. That's why we always come back for more. I mean, you did slightly better, I think, didn't you? But not great.
Abysmally. I mean, my game week rank was 7 millionth, so that's not good, is it? But wow. I got, 36.
36.
So honestly, yeah. I think your performance was the only shining light in the whole of my
I mean, my performance was, because everyone had quite a low scoring week, but I had two own goals for starters. Share, wish I could turn back time there. Steele, the goalkeeper. I mean, Jason Steele now for Brighton. It's I don't know what to do about Steele because he has previously scored an assist, and Brighton have got their doubles coming up. I just don't know if he's worth having in goal for Arsenal away and Newcastle away. He's not going to keep any clean sheets, is he?
You think you're in trouble? I bought in Dunk. He got a minus one. I've got Estupan as well, so I've gone double Brighton defence.
Estupan gets bonus points no matter what happens. It doesn't matter. He'll still get bonus points.
With Newcastle's result as well, which was a bit of a surprise. I thought, anyway, I had an Arsenal fan tell me it wasn't, but I thought that was a bit of a surprise result. What do you think? Was it a surprise result?
What, the Arsenal result?
Yeah, beating Newcastle away.
Yeah, I thought, I doubled up on Newcastle. Yeah. I thought I might as well. I'm going to get Isak and Wilson in for their double anyway.
Which was funny enough. My plan as well, because I was like, I might go double then, because it just seemed like a good idea. But
a lot
now,
of people are doing it, aren't they? Because there's a lot of rotation in that Newcastle midfield, and they are playing. It seems like they're often playing together, Isak and Wilson. Yeah, now I'm really not sure, but I'm sticking to my plan because I've got no choice now, really. But I think Arsenal was a bit of a surprise result that they didn't get anything. But, I mean, Newcastle...
Odegaard was the one who came in for me.
He came in for substitution. This is the spawny season you're having, Pryor, isn't it?
This is it. Well, that's completely changed everything now, because now with that result, Arsenal were the two midfielders I was going to get shot of to get like Man U ones in or City ones in for these doubles. But now you look at their fixtures, home to Brighton, away to Forest, home to Wolves, and you think, hang on a minute, and especially home to Wolves last game of the season, I might want Saka and Odegaard, so it would be folly potentially to get rid of them.
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit, it feels a bit short-sighted of me to not have any Arsenal players in my team at all at the moment, because I went all out on the doubles.
Yeah.
So I've got, it's all about Man United, Rashford and Fernandes, and then three Brighton and three Newcastle at the moment, really, and then a couple of Man City. So and then I've got Alexander Arnold apart from that. And I've sort of committed to that now. Yeah, I had Stones in my starting 11, and he obviously didn't play because of Pep Roulette.
Sure.
And Cher came in for him. Cher was my first sub, which was great. So while you have a high-scoring Arsenal player coming in as your sub, I have an own goal-scoring Newcastle defender. So, I mean, that's nice. Just a little insight into the sort of luck that's happening this season, certainly. But to be fair, I don't care about all of FPL because Forest beat Southampton, although they made hard work of it. But and Morgan Gibbs-White is in the form of his life. God, I love that guy. He's so excited. Did you watch any of the Forest Southampton?
No, I kept across it though, because I am, in spite of how I talk on the podcast, quite pro Forest staying up, because I think
that would be nice.
So I've been very happy every time you've won, and every now and again you've done off. Make it hard last minute.
We make it hard work of it.
Brentford game.
I know. We make hard work of it, but you know. It adds to the excitement.
Feel like if I do the maths of it, it feels like you might well go down still if you compete.
All right.
Leicester and Everton. But, you know, who knows?
Look, we need to get something from Chelsea away. And unfortunately, they seem to have. They look like they may have turned the corner, but I mean, I don't think with Frank Lampard at the helm, you can ever say a team has properly turned the corner, which is the only positive I can see from it after their win at Bournemouth. But I mean, our form away from home isn't great. But
then that Everton result against Brighton, no one saw that coming. And then they got Wolves away and Bournemouth at home. So that feels like winnable. I'm not going to be getting on them for FPL in spite of Calvert-Lewin's return to goal scoring form.
Yeah, I might have to get in. I'm thinking of, even though David De Gea seems to be in quite bad form, I'm thinking I might have to get him in instead of Steele for this week, because Steele with the double is meaningless for Steele, I think, now, unfortunately. Despite him having a really good season and being a good goalkeeper, but I mean, I just think I might get De Gea in, and then they've got their double coming up.
But I've got De Gea, I've had him for a while. Yeah. He's been pretty good, actually. He even gets like bonus points for his saves.
His mistakes are coming quite thick and fast at the moment, though, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, he made that awful mistake, but then he got a bonus for like a save bonus point. So it's kind of.
I think pretty much everyone seems to have the same team by this stage of the season, obviously, as we know from years of doing this. I think everyone's in a sort of similar boat, aren't they, really?
Well, I'm many, in a many differentials. I mean, initially, like I said, if that Wilson in and Watkins out seemed my most obvious move this week to give me three Newcastle, three Brighton. And now, I don't know, because I want to get in Rashford or Fernandes. That double's kind of the one that's more interesting now than this one.
Have you not got Rashford or Fernandes at the moment?
Not yet, no. And this was the sort of... So I might even have to get rid of Grealish, because I just think he played midweek, didn't he? Against Madrid.
He's getting rotated quite a bit.
Exactly, so he didn't start. And I suspect he's an unlikely to start against Everton as well. And then I don't know who knows, that leaves him afterwards.
I mean, obviously Haaland and De Bruyne are in mind, but I don't know if De Bruyne is guaranteed a start really in the Premier League for this game, but they still need to win these games, so you think he should be putting out his best starting 11, shouldn't you? Surely. So yeah, I mean, I'm not massively concerned about this double. I just need to tweak it slightly, and hope that Brighton perform a little bit better. I did have, annoyingly, I had a Stupinian and who's turned into a bonus machine. But when I saw him against Forest, he looked awful. He looked like a bit of a liability, and I thought he's it's the first time I've ever seen him play, and he looked rubbish. Yeah. Estupido, but I thought Estupido was calling him.
Is that because his first name is Purvis?
He's a nervous Purvis.
Purvis is Estupido. That seems a little bit
of a slur. Sounds a bit horrible, but yeah, a bit of a slur. But yes, I swapped him for Dunk. And now Dunk looks pretty bad against Forest as well, really. So I wish I hadn't gone so big on defensive
isn't Brighton. Dunk supposed to score from corners? I got him in especially in the double, and then Estupido outscored him by about 5 points.
Bonus every time when he gets an assist, that's him guaranteed nailed on bonus. But yeah, I mean, Dunk is still getting in those positions, I think. They might be all right to get through it, but there's no other real big changes that I'm making to my team. Who are you going to captain for this one, Pryor?
Maybe the usual, I think. Captain obvious.
Really? You're not captain Newcastle attacking options with a double?
It's a big risk, though, isn't it?
This is when you talk me out of not going Haaland.
Well, I got you out of Isaac the other day, and that worked out pretty well. I haven't got both of them. So what would you do? Because you've got to pick one or the other. If you pick Isaac, then Wilson's going to get the bonus, isn't he? And do well. Vice versa. You know what's going to happen.
I don't know. I think Wilson seems a bit more prolific on the goal front. I feel a bit more confident giving him the armband.
Leicester. Salah's got Leicester away. Yes. Leicester have been most of the season.
They seem to be almost accepting their fate, don't they?
But far off, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a funny one. But so you're going to go with Haaland? You can't blank twice in a row.
I'm not saying I definitely will. Now, this has put me off with Salah because he got only 2 points at home to Leicester in game week 18. So that puts me off a bit. Haaland, I'm not sure. I imagine he's going to start, isn't he?
Yeah, well, surely he's going to start.
And then they'll just bring him off as soon as they can.
He's going to score. Yeah.
He scored against them. I mean, he scored against pretty much everyone. Funny enough, in game week 18 as well against Everton, they drew 1-1. So there's that. I mean, aside from that, maybe I could do something like Isaac or Mitoma. Who have they got? In their double now.
Yeah, Arsenal away, Newcastle away. It's tough for Mitoma. I think Mitoma's hit of a bit of a blip as well.
He just came back with that assist, didn't he? It was the first thing for ages.
Yeah,
it was the
first thing he's done for a long time, yeah. And they're quite tough games for them. And there may be rotation as well, of course. Just because Solly March is out injured, isn't he? So at least he's not an option for them to bring in. Because I was looking at him when I was putting together my wild card team, but he's out for a couple of weeks, I think. Now, any Spurs players in there, Pryor?
No, I would have if I had like free carte blanche to pick anyone. I would have been on board with Son against Palace because he's got such a good record against them. And he did nearly score, but. No, it's only Kane, isn't it? It's Kane, just a gone sheet. Pedro Porro getting involved with stuff, but I don't know. This is one of my problems is I've got Mings and Watkins in my team. They're at home to Spurs. If I wasn't a Spurs fan, I would probably think of putting them both in, even though Watkins has been a bit off the boil. He's almost a differential now. I'm benching them both at the moment because I just am sort of trying to back how Spurs will do, but you know that's going to bite me on the bum and Mings Watkins probably get hat-trick.
So
I don't know. I'm thinking of potentially just banking the transfer and or getting someone in.
Yeah,
Man U home Wolves game.
Bank it for the next double. I think that seems to be the sensible thing to do. Now all the chips are you. I suppose. I mean, really, you've got to start thinking about getting. If you were looking at if they weren't playing Man City in this one, you'd be thinking about Everton players, wouldn't you? I suppose they seem to be the form ones. Those Dyche getting those ex-Burnley players to deliver for him. McNeil is great when he plays for Dyche, though, isn't he?
I wouldn't get
it. As soon as he's got Dyche in charge, he blossoms, that boy. It's amazing.
You think you're going to get some Leeds lads in now they've got Allardyce?
No. But okay, oh yeah, unbelievable when Allardyce came back, wasn't it? But if you look at the team of the week, it's some there's some surprising names in there at this stage of the season from last week. Awoniyi, the Forest striker, obviously amazing. Vinicius, the Fulham striker, in there. Decore for Everton, McNeil for Everton, Fulham midfielders Willian and Kearney. Ward-Prowse was even in there because they're playing Forest. It was like it was full of teams that are down towards the bottom of the table, really, apart from Van Dijk, Porro and Ramsdale. So, you know, with these teams down at the bottom scrapping, perhaps there are some points to be gained. I'd certainly consider putting Gibbs White in if I was looking at Forest options or Jono, of course.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, surely everyone's...
I'm sticking to my plan for the doubles, really. So I'm not going to really...
My main thing is that I'm just away from that. Looking at game week 38 because it's going to come round and it's the one week and no one's really, you don't always have an eye on because all these doubles at the moment dazzling us. And I look and it's got Man U home to Fulham. I want that. So I want players for that, even though they'll have Mitrovic back. And there's Arsenal home to Wolves, which could be a title winning game. And if it isn't and they've already lost the title, then they're just going to be, you know, play with freedom, which is in it even more dangerous. So the idea of having no Arsenal players at home to Wolves seems mad.
It's madness, isn't it? Yeah.
City away to Brentford. I think City can do well there. So I was trying to fill up those spots, and that's where I'm worried about. Do I want three Brighton players away to Villa? Do I want two Villa players home to Brighton? Newcastle away at Chelsea. Depends what Chelsea turn up. It's a tricky sort of...
It's a tricky time, certainly is, with the doubles coming thick and fast. I'm just going to have to stick to my guns on the Brighton front and hope they could come good.
What about this? What about if you got rid of Salah in game week 37 to get in De Bruyne or someone who's a similar price, Fernandes?
Well, yeah. I mean, I haven't got Salah. I only had him for a one-off free hit in the exciting week, but that was a one-off free hit.
That seems like an error because he just got
10 points. I know, yeah, well, but I just couldn't stick with him. It felt wrong. I tried it. It felt wrong. I felt like I have to stick to my guns. But the last double went very well for both of us, I think. So, you know, long may these doubles continue to delight and surprise us.
Yeah, this is one of those weeks where I don't know who I'm going to captain. I don't know who I'm bringing in. I haven't got very long to decide. And... I don't really know how it's going to affect me in the week after that. There's a whole maze to navigate here, whereas you seem to have already settled in what you're doing. You're not doing anyone in or out? You're just banking?
No, unless I put De Gea in for Steele, because I think Steele's not going to get much from this double in goal for Brighton.
What about the next double? Because he's got two doubles in a row. So
Yeah. I think his games are a bit better in the next double, but then I've got two keepers doubling.
And Southampton. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but then they've got Man City. It's a bit pointless having two good goalkeepers, isn't it? I might just get De Gea and keep him in now for the rest of the season.
Kind of wary of you cursing De Gea, but okay.
But then, because they've got quite nice fixtures, Man United, haven't they?
Love the rest of it.
And Chelsea, Bournemouth away, Chelsea at home in the double. Decent. Because I've got Johnson as my backup keeper after the Palace keeper, who Roy obviously loves. And their final games aren't that bad. Bournemouth at home, Fulham away.
So you're thinking of maybe... perhaps whipping your Johnson out for the last couple of
games. Oh, didn't see that one coming, but yes. It's turned into a carry-on episode,
Carry-on FPL.
Carry-on FPL, there's the title sorted for this episode. Just a short one, really, isn't it, Dan, I suppose? Who's still who's at the top of our league table? I mean, obviously, I haven't done very well. If I was still in any cups, I'm not now after getting 22. I mean, that's a pretty much a guarantee.
Isaac Darlow of Koch is the top person. I know this is a comedy name. I'm not sure it entirely works, but
again, it's
a Newcastle fan. Who has no Newcastle players in his 11th.
He's new. We can report his offensive name to FPL if we want.
I want to bump ourselves up.
I think it's quite a good one, Isaac Darlow of Koch. I mean, if you say it quickly, I think it might need to be reported, Dan.
Well, he's top.
Three players in there, which is quite good. So I don't know why I'm finding that so funny. I've turned into Sid James towards the end of this episode. But yeah, well done to him, because he's we've had the same guy up the top for a while. So Nick BH is doing very well.
Congratulations.
And then Squadless FC are in second place. Lee Coyne, who's a Spurs fan, Dan, hasn't got any Spurs players in his team. That seems to be the way he is these days.
Why let him let you down twice? Just let him let you down in the real football.
Well, this is what I'm finding. Yeah, I don't have any Forest players in my FPL team, and then whatever happens...
And you started with three, yeah, so...
Yeah, I know, yeah, full of hope, wasn't I? Seems like a long time ago now, doesn't it?
It does.
The start of the season. We're out now at the business end. But we'll be back soon with another episode of Game Week. In the meantime, remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game Week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.